KJC Country 104.7 FM, and as we promised, he's joining us, hopefully after a great night's sleep, back from his long journey, Luke Wiltsie. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. It is great to be home, and it's great to see all my family.
Oh, it was a great turnout last night in Oscoda. I got to admit, it was great to be there. There were a lot of tears, but a lot of joy, and it was a great turnout at the American Legion Hall. After, have you done the math yet? How many days it took you? Was it 33 or 34 days?
It ended up being 37 days.
37 days. All right, which wasn't too far off what you were kind of predicting, right?
No, it was not, considering that I got started 2 days later than what I originally expected, and I took 2 rest days throughout the trip. So overall, mile-wise per day, I did just what I wanted, so it all turned out great.
Well, I got to admit, you didn't look any worse for wear yesterday when you pulled into the American Legion parking lot. You look pretty good and fresh, man, so obviously the trip didn't take too much of a toll on you.
No, it was a great trip. I met a lot of nice people. Everybody, you know, like I said earlier, has been very, very supportive of, you know, the entire trip. And there was definitely a lot of support there last night.
Yeah, the streets were lined in Oscoda as you came into town. That was awesome. Now, the trip started off in Washington. What was the best part of the trip for you? Once you left and you made your journey back to Michigan, what was the best part for you? What did you like the best about it?
I think the part that affected me most was being able to sit down at night and talk with different veterans and to hear their stories. And that was one thing that really inspired me to push on every day. That was by far one of the most memorable memories I have of the trip, is being able to sit down with veterans and speak with them.
Now, you know, I know you had receptions in Alpena a couple days ago and in Oscoda yesterday. Now, were there receptions along the way? Did people know in advance you were coming? And were there a lot of veterans groups who you got to meet with along the way?
No, not as many as I would have liked.
Yeah.
Everything didn't go to plan, but what I did was when I went through different towns, I met with the different news organizations to help spread the word of what I was doing.
All right, very good. Now, that was the best part. What was the worst part? What was something that you went, wow, I didn't expect this. Let's work on this if I ever do this again.
Well, one of those moments was, it was the third day of the trip, and I was climbing Washington's Pass, which is around 5,500 feet of elevation. And I'm climbing the mountain, it's raining all day, I have all my rain gear on, but the temperature drops, and when I finally got to the top of the mountain, it started snowing. And the temperature dropped, and that was a memory that was unforgettable.
Oh, now, so you must have seen just about all kinds of weather. You must have gone through some hot stuff, too, along the way then, too, right?
Yes, the heat we had about a week ago here, I rode.
Yeah.
Straight through that.
Oh, man. So you saw snow, and you saw probably 90s and close to 100 along the way. And yet you continued to bike on, and you made it into town yesterday. And as I said, you look great when you came into town yesterday. Now, what are the future plans for you, my friend?
I do have another trip in mind. I do not know specifically what that will be at this time. It's a little too early to tell.
Sure.
But there is definitely another trip for the Wounded Warrior Project I will be doing in the future.
Wow, fantastic. Glad to hear that. But now, how do you get back to a normal life after this? I know you got school coming up in a little over a month or so, and I was talking to your mom yesterday. I got her on the radio, and I was talking to her, and she said you got football coming up soon. How are you going to kind of readjust to get back into your life swing here?
It's pretty difficult already. just being able to adjust, because I'm used to being on my own time and working things out what fits best around what I needed to, depending on the weather and whatnot.
Right.
It's definitely different to be home, but I can't say I'm not excited to be home.
Sure. Now, do you miss any of it at all? The month or so that you were out on the road, do you miss any of that?
Yes, I do. I'm a little. I feel weird right now. I feel like I should be all on the bike right now, riding. I've gotten in a rhythm, waking up, riding. It feels really weird right now. It's a weird feeling.
I bet. Well, Luke, welcome back. Congratulations on a great trip. And again, if you hit the road again, please let us know about it. And we'd love to be a part of that to help you along the way. And again, enjoy the rest of your summer, and tell your mom to relax now, because I know she was a nervous wreck even yesterday. And she was always worried about you sleeping out under the stars. So she's glad you're home. I know your dad is, too. He was a proud guy yesterday, too, when we were talking to him, too. So welcome back. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Hopefully things get back to a more normal rate for you. And please keep in touch with us, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you so much.